శ్లోక 13. మహాత్మానస్తు మాం పార్థ దైవీం ప్రకృతిమాశ్రితాః భజంత్యనన్యమనసః జ్ఞాత్వా భూతాతిమవ్యయం. సో కృష్ణ పాయింటెడ్ అవుట్ దట్ ఇగ్నరెన్స్ ఆర్ అజ్ఞానం ఆఫ్ ద ట్రూ నేచర్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్, దట్ ఈస్ ది నిర్గుణ స్వరూపం ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్, దట్ ఈస్ ద కాజ్ ఫార్ బాండేజ్. So even in the case of devotees, they will also continue to be in samsara as long as they hold on to a personal form of the Lord. So saguna bhaktas or bheda bhaktas, they also happen to be in samsara only. No doubt they are superior to atheists, but still they are in samsara only because they hold on to the aparaprakriti nature of the Lord. Only way out that this bhakta has to be beyond saguna swarupam and recognize the swarupam as described here itself. Ishvara is all pervasive and formless, satyam, asangaha, jagat karanam, that para prakriti has to be recognized. Till that time he will be in samsara only. But majority of the people, they do not know this fact and they waste their life. మోగాశాః మోగకర్మాణః మోగజ్ఞాన విచేతసః రాక్షసీం ఆసురీం చైవ ప్రకృతిం మోహినీం శ్రితాః. దే టేక్ టు రాక్షసిక్ అండ్ తామసిక్ ప్రకృతి అండ్ డూ నాట్ గెట్ ఎనీ పురుషార్థ అట్ ఆల్. వేర్ యాజ్ దెర్ ఆర్ సమ్ పీపుల్ హూ ఆర్ కాల్డ్ మహాత్మానః హియర్, దే ఆర్ శుద్ధ అంతఃకరణాః. హియర్ మహాత్మా రెఫర్స్ టు శుద్ధ అంతఃకరణం, ప్యూర్ మైండ్, బికాస్ ఆఫ్ దేర్ పూర్వజన్మ కర్మ ఆర్ దిస్ జ్ఞాన కర్మ. దే ఆర్ కాల్డ్ మహాత్మా హియర్. అండ్ వాట్ డూ దే డూ? దే ఆల్సో వర్షిప్ ద లార్డ్ ది సగుణ ఈశ్వర ఓన్లీ. బట్ ద డిఫరెన్స్ ఈస్ దేర్ గోల్ ఇస్ నాట్ సగుణ ఈశ్వర, దే వర్షిప్ ద సగుణ ఈశ్వర టు నో ద నిర్గుణ బ్రహ్మ. The previous type of people, they also worshipped Saguna Ishvara only, but their aim was what? More health, more wealth, more fame, those kinds of things. Whereas the other people worship Saguna Ishvara with a goal for para prakriti. So they are said to be sattvic people. So mahatmanastu mam partham daivim prakritim prakritim ashritaha, which alone will be elaborately discussed in the 16th chapter, where we get Daiva Asura Sampat Vibhaga Yoga. It is going to be discussed elaborately there. What are Daivi Prakriti? What are Asuri Prakriti? All those things will be discussed in detail at that time. And Bhutadim Avyayam Jnatva Bhajanti. These people have understood that Paramapurusharta is Moksha. And that there is a Nirgunam Brahma, which is Avyayam, and which is Jagat Karanam. It is Janmadhyasya Yataha. That is how the origin, so the cause for the entire Srishti. They don't know what Brahman is, but they know that there is a Brahman. And that is why we call it Paroksha Jnanam that they have got. అస్థి బ్రహ్మేతి చేద్వేదం సంతమేనం తతో విదురితి. అస్థి బ్రహ్మ, బ్రహ్మ అస్థి, దే నో. సో భూతాది అవ్యయం జ్ఞాత్వా, హ్యావింగ్ కమ్ టు నో ఫ్రమ్ ద స్క్రిప్చర్స్ దట్ దర్ ఈస్ అన్ అబ్సల్యూట్ ట్రూత్ కాల్డ్ నిర్గుణం బ్రహ్మ, దేర్ ఆఫ్టర్ వర్డ్స్ భజంతి, దే వర్షిప్ మీ ద సగుణ ఫామ్, సీకింగ్ నిర్గుణ స్వరూపం అల్టిమేట్లీ. ఆర్ హౌ సీరియస్ ఇస్ దర్ సీకింగ్? That is determined by how much mind we put in. If we have many desires in life, naturally our mind and energy is going to be divided among all those. And in that divided list, Lord also will become one, maybe 1% or even 0.1%. That is why whenever we have tight time schedule, the first thing we ask is any spiritual pursuit. You know, that is the thing, always there's a problem. So drop the class first, drop the webinar first, or drop doing Gayatri first. Today 16 is enough, 12 is enough. You know, always you abridge Sandhya Vandana Karma. People always try to do that. That means priority is not there for that. Whereas those Mahatmas, they may go without food also, but will not compromise their spiritual pursuit. And the time might come, it is no more even a priority among things. It is the only thing that is done. Such people, they become like sannyasis. Top priority is spirituality only for them. So here also, Ananya Manasaha, he does not have anything else to think of. Bhajanti, they worship me. In short, solution to samsara is what? Ishvara Bhajanam or Ishvara Bhakti. Incidentally, we should remember, Bhakti will mean different things at different levels. This we have been talking many times. Initially, Bhakti means Karma Yoga. Later, it can be Upasana. And in the highest stage, it is Jnana Yoga. That is why Shankaracharya in Viveka Chudamani, he redefines Bhakti as what? What is devotion? Meditating on oneself is devotion. I quoted this shloka in the last webinar. Moksha Sadhana Samagriyam Bhaktireva Gariyasi Swasurupan Sandhanam Bhaktiri Tabidiyate. And so Bhakti must mean all the three gradually. Shloka 14. Satatam Kirtayanto Mam Yatantascha Dhritavrataha Namasyantascha Mam Bhaktya Nitya Yukta Upasate. Now the different varieties of bhakti are described in this shloka, shloka 14 and 15. So satatam mam kirtayantaha, constantly satatam, they talk about me alone, because that is the priority for such people. So what is priority in life can be very easily judged. We can take the thought process throughout the day, and which particular thought is constantly happening in the mind, that is naturally our priority. When taking a shower, commuting in the train, mind may be free. See, what is the thought roaming in the mind? If it is money problem rotating, then that is the priority at that time, and so on. So that which is abhyasaha, that way abhyasa we put as one of the, you know, tatpariya nischaya lingas, the symbol to determine what is the tatpariyam. So abhyasa, what thought often occurs. And here for these bhaktas, when they are free, what thought comes for them? Ishvara chintanam alone occurs, thinking about the Lord. They think how much they have to go to get this atmajnanam. So they are worried about this alone all the time. Will I die before I get this knowledge or not? That is their constant obsession. So satatam kirtayantaha, always. And this kirtanam, kirtayantaha kirtanam, will also vary according to the type of seeker. If he is a beginner, then kirtanam will be reading Puranas, Stotras, where Saguna Ishvara is highlighted. So either he reads or he will listen to someone or share with some friends. But the topic is not the neighbor or politics for them. It is Ishvara only. It could be through Puranas, Itihasa, whatever. And once I am a bit grown up, then on holding on to Puranas is useless. Many people, lifelong reading of Sundarakandam. Okay, it is good. But when they will come to Vedanta, gradually we have to progress to Vedantic scriptures where the original Ishvara is described. Puranas describe only the apara prakriti part. Only Vedanta discusses the Paraprakriti part. He should come to Gita, Upanishads. So start chanting some Gita chapters and then look at the meaning. Learn the meaning also. Only in the beginning stage, a person wants some mechanical thing. So Parayana, etc., they are all mechanical. No food for the Buddhi at all. It will be still more mechanical because we may not know the language also. Because many of them are in Sanskrit, many people may not even understand the language. So at least in olden days, since they knew Sanskrit, when they read, they will understand the meaning to some extent. Samprapte san nihite kale nahi nahi rakshati dukrin karane. That is what Adi Shankara sang in Bhajagovindam. They think, my God, Shankara says, at the time of death, no one is there to rescue you. So some marana bhaya will come, fear about death. Deva Vishwasa will come at that time because I am afraid of death. So at that time, faith in the Lord might come. Now, Sanskrit is not known. We hear Bhajagovinda musically. We enjoy the music. But Buddhi does not get enlightened at all by that. So, Kirtanam should become gradually the study with meaning. Not only while Shravanam, but at other times also. So, Satatam Kirtayanto Mam. And Yatantascha, striving very hard. Whatever be the value prescribed there, they should become part of my life. When we read Gita, Krishna says, Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Trividam, Narakasya, Margaha. All of them. He says, Naraka has got three big gates. Naraka means hell. Kama, inordinate desire for material things, that is first gate. Then Krodha is anger. And three, Lobha is greed. So it is not enough that I regularly read this sloka. I should ask myself how much kama I have reduced, how much krodha I have reduced by the day. I have to check up with myself. It is not mere parayana. Whatever is the value should come to my life. Then alone the parayana will become meaningful. Thus yatantaha means Shankaracharya writes, Shama Damadi Sadhana Sampatyartham. To gain all this mind control, self-control, sense control, all that. So to attain Shama, Dama, etc., he strives very hard. Okay. And this is not going to be, it's not going to be that easy. Parayana, Puja, going to the temple, giving Dhanam, pilgrimage are all very easy. Because we don't have to change our mind or character. We can do all those things without making any change to our mind. But remember, if one has to come to Vedanta, the first condition is change the very mind and purify it of this raga, dvesha, kama, krodha problems, which is not going to be an easy job at all. Therefore, often only failure comes when one comes to Vedanta. It is like a New Year resolution. We make it only to break it in a week. It doesn't last even for a week for many people. It fails because these negative habits have been acquired in so many janmas. And not only that, in this janma also, I have very carefully practiced them. And it has become so natural to me that I am not even aware of these weaknesses in me. So what is important? Even when we fail, we should have a very strong resolve. I will not drop my attempt. So I just try again and again. Uddaret atmanatmanam natmanam avasadayet. That's what Krishna said. Without condemning me, without saying I am not able to understand, I should continue. Try and try again, boys. You will succeed at last. That is why Krishna says, dhridavrathaha. With a very strong result, dhridam. This is purushartha. This is vratam. The individual purushartha, the resolve. But even this strong resolve may weaken when failure comes 3 or 4 times. So whenever diffidence comes, what should you do? Namasyantascha mam bhaktya. You charge your battery. How? Through Ishwaraha eva. So by prostrating to Ishwara, ask for more strength so that you will strive even harder. O Lord, give me the sufficient strength to control anger, desire, jealousy, gossip, anxiety, worry, marana bhaya. Thus, I should work for it and I should seek the guidance of the Lord also. Thus, Purushartha and Devam, they take to Bhaktya. Bhaktya means with devotion, surrender. So, these pure-minded people, Mahatmas, Upasate, they worship the Lord. How? Nitya yuktaha, regularly, constantly, not a one day job, not a week's job, month's job. It is a routine job. It is a lifelong pursuit. Asupte ramrite kalam nayed vedanta chintaya avakashona datavyaha kamadina managati. How long we think of the Lord? Till you go to sleep. Then what about the next day? Till you go to sleep. What about the next day? Till you go to sleep. And so on. How long? Till death. Asuptehe amrutoho amrutehe kalam nayet vedanta chintaya. Asupte. So, if not, what will happen? I have understood Vedanta, I have finished Vedanta, so I can drop it now. Yes, one can drop. When there is vacuum in the mind, the problem is something else will come. And so he says, avakasho na dhatavyaha. Never give a moment's free time. Avakasham, don't give. Kamadina managati. Because kamakrodas are all waiting outside just to enter. Even at the slightest opportunity, they will gate crash. The moment a vacuum is inside, they will enter. So at least to avoid kamakrodas, even if you have understood Vedanta, read that again and again. So that the other things will not enter into the mind at all. So therefore, nitya yuktaha, constantly, always. So ever committed, upasate. Shloka 15. Jnana yajnena chapyanye yajanto mam upasate ekatvena prithaktvena bahudha nishvato mukham. So continuation of the same topic. Different types of bhakti are given. Jnana yajnena yajantaha anye mam upasate. Some other advanced people, they worship me through jnana yajna. We had said before that bhakti itself is there, karma yoga, upasana, and then the highest is jnana yajna. So some people worship me through jnana yajna. From this it is clear that Vedanta vichara is not a dry affair. No scope for bhakti at all. So don't read scriptures, some people say. Reading scriptures will create only intellectual arrogance for some people. And even if they accept it, they will say, in Kali Yuga it is not necessary. In other yugas it's okay. So Krishna very, very clearly says here that jnanam is not a dry subject. In fact, it is the highest type of bhakti. So those who practice jnana yoga, they are worshipping me. They have not dropped the worship at all. They are worshipping me only. In fact, they are worshipping more efficiently than the so-called bhaktas. Then ekatvena, prithaktvena, bahuta, vishvato mukam, upasate. Thus the worship can be categorized in several varieties. Ekatvena upasate. Some people worship the Lord as identical with themselves. Ekatvam, which is called abheda upasanam. This ekatva buddhi is there in two cases actually. So in the upasana, also there are two types of upasanas. One is the Veda Upasana, where I see the Lord upon a Shivalinga or a Shalagrama. And two, where I see the Lord upon myself, which we call as Abheda Upasana or Ahangriha Upasana. Not only that, in Jnanam also, we have the idea of Abheda alone. And so there is identity with Abheda Jnanam and Abheda Upasana. And Veda Upasanam, there is separation. The idea is, the sadhaka, he goes in three stages. We dealt with this actually in the Taittiriya Upanishad. I don't know how many of you were in took the Taittiriya Upanishad webinars. So Veda Upasana, Abheda Upasana, and Abheda Jnana, all the three. So in Veda Upasana, the Lord and I, we are separate. And I can use a symbol of the Lord, like a Shivalinga or a Shalagrama. And in the Abheda Upasana, Aham Ishwaraha Asmi, I am Ishwara, but the understanding is not there. He only says, Aham Ishwaraha Asmi, and if someone asks, how can you be Ishwara, he does not have any answer. He will immediately think, I am Alpajnaha, Alpashaktiman, I am a limited individual, all that. So it is just only an imagination that I am Ishwara. This will create Abheda Samskara beautifully, even though he does not have any understanding of this Abheda. Then what happens? He goes to Vedanta, where the topic is Aham Ishwaraha Asmi. Elaborate analysis is made, Panchakosha Vivekaha, Srishti Prakriya, all those things are done. Ultimately, he understands that I and Ishwara are one and the same. It is not an imagination, but a fact. So let anybody in the world question me, I can give the answer to them. He knows that I am sthula, sukshma, karana, shariraat, vitiriktaha, avastatraya, sakshi, panchakosha, vilakshanaha, sachidananda, swarupaha, atma, asmi. He knows all that thing very clearly. So here ekatvena, that indicates abheda upasanam and abheda jnana. Then prithaktvena, as different from the seeker, bheda upasanam is mentioned here. Prithak, binnaha. Prithak means binnaha, bhedaha, difference. And vishvato mukham, vishvarupa upasana. Some people worship me as endowed with many faces, many expressions. Sahasra sirsha purushaha, sahasra aksha sahasrapada. Maam upasate, they worship me, the virat. Thus, bahudaha, in manifold ways, bhakti is practiced by many people. Veda upasana, virat upasana, then abheda ahangraha upasana, and finally abheda jnana. This is the order. Okay, is there a choice in the four? If somebody asks, there is no choice. Everybody will have to go through all these stages. Everyone begins with Krishna Bhakti, Rama Bhakti, Ganesha Bhakti. Then ultimately, they should come to know that the whole creation is Ishvara Swarupam only. Then they should learn to say, Aham Ishvaraha Asmi. And they should finally understand, I am one with Ishvara. And of these, the first three types of bhakti are only aids. They help to come to the Abheda Jnana. Moksha cannot be attained through Bheda or Vishwarupa or Ahangraha Upasana. We will have to go to the fourth one, Abheda Jnanam. That alone can give liberation. That alone can give me moksha. Then we might ask, why not practice that straight away and not waste time in other three? That is not correct, because the fourth can be successfully practiced only if a person has been through the first three stages. One can become a graduate only if he has gone through all the grades until the school final grade, 12th grade. So here also, Veda Upasana, Ahangraha Upasana are all various steps. But the final moksha is only through Aham Brahma Asmi Iti Jnana. Sloka 16. Aham Kraturaham Yajnaha Swadahamaham Aushadam Mantroham Ahame Vajyam Aham Agniraham Hutam. So in the previous shloka, in the end, Vishwarupa Upasana was mentioned by the term Vishwato Mukham. So Vishwatas Chakshurta Vishwato Mukho Vishwatas Vishwato Hasta Uta Vishwatas Path. Like, you know, Sahasra Sirsha Purushaha, so many forms and heads and hands and all that. And that is about Virat. More about Virat, Krishna himself is going to talk about elaborately later. And this Virat is explained from the 16th to the 19th shlokas, Vishwarupa. That is, the Lord says, I am alone, I am everything. What are they? We get a big list here. First, the list begins to belonging to the yajna is taken. Whatever is used in a yaga are all myself. Why he says that? Because we should remember that yaga or yajna was considered very holy and sacred in those days. So all the time, people's mind was always absorbed in yajnas. And so any other teaching one gives, the example should be from the yajna's point of view only. And if one wanted to say something very sacred, they call it an yajna. That is why in the fourth chapter, every sadhana was converted to an yajna. Dravya yajna astapo yajna, yoga yajna astatapare. Once you add yajna, then everybody will value that. Because yajna had that much of recognition those days. That is why even jnanam is recognized only because of yajna. And so they said jnana yajna. Otherwise, people never came to jnanam at all. All the time they practiced only dravyam, ahuti, and never towards jnanam. So how to pull those people out? They said, we will give you another yajna. Without all these ahuti, jnana yajna they gave. So here also, Krishna takes up various material connected with yajna and says, I am all of them. Aham kratuhu, a yaga prescribed by Shruti, Shrauta yajna it is. And aham yajnaha, a yaga prescribed by the Smriti. So the yagas prescribed by the Shruti, namely the Vedas, and the yaga prescribed by the Smritis, which are derivative literature from the Vedas, they are all smartha yajna. So one is called shrauta yajna, that which is derived from the shruti is called shrauta yajna, that which is prescribed from the smriti, they are called smartha yajnas. And what is the difference between smriti and shruti? Shruti means the original Vedas for which the author is unknown. It is apaurusheyaha. It has been anadi parampara praptam. It is supposed to be God's very revelation. That is Shruti, which was heard by the rishis in their meditation and revealed to them. Gayatri was revealed to Vishwamitra. So Shruti is the original basic scriptures. Whereas Smriti is not supposed to have been given by God, but given by various rishis. So all the words of the Smriti belong to humans only. Paurusheya only, human creation only. If that is so, how one respects the Smriti also exactly as Shruti? Because this is man-made, the other one is God-made, we can say. As per this shloka, how both of them are respected slave same way? We do so because even though it is a work of a human being, it is 100% based on Shruti, just borrowed. And so Smriti is as much a pramanam as the Shruti. And so many rituals are prescribed in the Puranas which Smriti, for example, Chandi, Homo, all those things, they are not based on Shruti, Vedas, but they are all based on Smriti. So Kratuhu, Shrauta, Kratuhu refers to Shrauta Yajna, the Vedic Yajnas. And Yajna, Yajna refers to Smartha Yajna, the one that are based on the Smritis. Both are me only. Then Swadaham, that which is offered to the Pitrus, Pitrubhyaha Yatu Diyate. Then Aushadam, medicine, sometimes also food, Annam, all those. Because the word Oshadi has got two meanings. Any plant is called Oshadi, then anything created out of the plant is Annam, and so Annam is Oshadibhyaha Jatam. So Annam, Aushadam. And Oshadi is also herb. Rice, etc. are not. In that context, Aushadam is a herbal medicine. So, Roga Nivarini. So, that also I am. So, the Lord is everything. He gives the list. All these things are I am. Then, Mantraha. All the Vedic mantras. Rig Veda Mantra, Yajurveda Mantra, Sama Veda Mantra, Atharvana Veda Mantra. I am all of them. And Ajyam, the melted ghee that is offered into the Yajna, that also is me. Then Agnihi, the very fire in which the ajyam, the ghee is offered, that also is me. And Hutam, the very Havana Kriya, here the oblation, here Hutam is Bhava Vittatihi. So Havana Kriya, the very action of offering also I am. So thus everything connected with Yaga is taken and everything is me. And that is why when you take Aushadam, the medicine, between the two meanings, Annam is a better meaning because in the context of an Yajna, medicine is not involved. So we have to take it here. Aushadam means Annam. So Annam is involved for Pitru Devatas. Swadha is involved. So Manushyas, Annam is involved. So a better meaning here, contextually, we will take it as Annam. So all these I am. Shloka 17. Pitahamasya Jagataha. माता धाता पितामहः वेद्यं पवित्रमोंकारः ऋक्सामयजुरेव च. So most of the words are easily understandable in this shloka. The essence is what? I am alone, everything. After talking about yajna, Krishna comes to the family itself, where we respect the parents very much. Matru Devo Bhava, Pitru Devo Bhava. And so Krishna says, those parents also I am. Aham asya jagataha pita. I am the father, the procreator of the whole universe. Then what about the mother? Mata aham eva. I am mother also. This may create perhaps a doubt. Because in the 14th shloka, Krishna will say that I, the Parambrahma, am the father and Maya is the mother. That's what Krishna says in the 14th chapter. So para prakriti is father. And apara prakriti is mother. Because apara prakriti alone brings out the creation through modification. You know, we have told earlier, only Maya alone can modify. Purusha will not. Maya only will modify. So here Krishna says, I am father and mother. Remember, the idea is Maya cannot be separately counted as an entity because the very existence of Maya belongs to Brahman only. So if I say Brahman is father and Maya is mother, then one may think that they can separately exist. For example, if I am father and my wife is mother, we both exist separately. But we cannot accept this because Brahman alone is Maya. Brahman alone is, and Maya does not have independent existence. So even if you say Maya is the mother, the credit goes to whom? To whom? Brahman only. That is why Krishna says, I am father and mother. That is why Vedam also says, Yato va ima nibhuta nijayante, ye najata nijivanti, yat prayantya visham vishanti, tatvijignyasasva. And they did not say tad mayeti, they said tad brahmeti. Throughout the Upanishad, Brahman alone is described as nimitta karanam as well as upadana karanam, the material cause and the instrumental cause. So abhinna nimitta upadana karanam brahma eva. So maya mata also I am the mother, data the father also I am. So the one who is karma phala data, who gives the results of all karmas, also the sustainer. Then pitamaha, the grandfather, because our mind always thinks in that line only. So if Lord is the father of the whole creation, then who is his father? Because we'll think like that. Krishna says, I am the grandfather also. Great grandfather also I am. Then what does it indicate? Ishwarasya janma nasti aham anadihi. There is no birth for the Lord. I will have a grandfather if I am born out of someone. Since I am anadi, I am a beginningless father, fatherless father. That is the Lord. Because I don't have a birth. So pitamaha. And vedyam, I am the one to be known through all the scriptures. The Lord says, I am the one to be known through all the scriptures. Nyayam. It is called actually in the 13th chapter. Then pavitram. I am the most holy one, the greatest, purified. And how the Lord is pavitram, etc., we have seen in the context of jnanam earlier. So here also pavitram is one who is ever shuddham and who makes everyone else also shuddham. So nibagaham tayimrije swaha. Nibagaham, not only the Lord is pure, whoever goes to the Lord also get purified. And so he is the holiest of the holy. Then Omkaraha, I am the Pranava mantra. I am the very Pranava, which is the essence of all the Vedas. Because Omkara, Pranava, contains Akara, Ukara and Makara. Akara refers to Rigveda. Ukara refers to the Yajurveda. And Makara refers to the Samaveda. And that is why in Prashnopanishad, for Akara Upasana, Rigveda will take to Manushya Loka. Ukara Upasana, Yajurveda will take to Somaloka. And for Makara Upasana, the Samaveda will take to Brahmaloka. So in short, A, U and M stand for Rig, Yajur and Samavedas. That is why Omkara is said to be the essence. The Pranava is said to be the essence. Which was described by Brahmaji himself. How? By churning the Vedas. It is said in Chantogya Upanishad. Brahmaji did tapas and mentally churned the whole Vedas and then came the butter of Omkara. So in Taittiriya Upanishad, there also, Yas chandasam rishabho vishwarupaha chandobhyo dhimrita atsam babhuva. So that is Omkara. I am the Omkara also. And Riksama Yajureva, I am the three Vedas. If I am Omkara, I have to be the three Vedas also because Omkara is three Vedas. That's what is there. So everything one considers holy in life are all my manifestations only. You have to understand, these are all only indications of the Vishwarupa aspect. Krishna gradually wants to expand our mind. By the time the 10th chapter comes, he will point out any glory anywhere is myself. Vibhuti Yoga, the 10th chapter, and the 11th chapter, Rishi Rupa Darshana Yoga. So both of them, Krishna is preparing one now that. So not only Yajna is my expression, and in the 11th chapter, he goes one more step. And even if there are some unholy things, the so-called unholy things are also myself. So one should not think God is only all the nice things. All the other things, everything is the Lord. Maranam, which is supposed to be the most inauspicious thing, Krishna says, that also is Kala's function. And that Kala is also me, Kalos me. That death principle also I am. So we call it so-called unholy. Because in Ishvara Srishti, there is nothing unholy at all, we should understand. If birth is holy, death is also as holy. So because in Ishvara Srishti, there is nothing that is unholy. So gradual expansion of the mind so that the individuality is completely swallowed. Because to expand it to this level, the ahankara has to slowly get out. That I, that will not exist. Only Ishvara alone will exist. The I-ness, I am this, I am that, that ahankara. That has to slowly go and only Ishvara should come in. Shloka 18. Gatir bhartha prabhu sakshi nivasa sharanam sukrite prabhava pralayasthanam nidanam bijam avyayam. So whatever comes to his mouth, Krishna is enumerating all of them. Because after all, the Lord is everything. So everything, whatever he says is all him only. So some more items are given here as a list here about the, to tell about the Lord's this thing. Gatihi. Gatihi means goal, destination. Gamyate iti gatihi. Karma vittatti. So the place where we go to reach. That means what? Whether the destination is Swargaloka through Krishna Gati or Brahmaloka through Shukla Gati or whether we are going to become one with Brahman through no gati. All these things we have already seen in the previous chapter, 8th chapter. All these are nothing but myself. So whether it is karma palam or upasana palam or jnana palam, all of them are myself only. Incidentally, when we say Krishna gati and Shukla gati, the word gati means what? Marga, the way. The gati can be interpreted actually in many ways. One meaning is the very travel, quick gati. Slow gati, you know, we already know. Durita gati, all that thing we know. Here gati means the action, the movement. Gamanam gatihi. And the second meaning is gamyate iti gatihi. The place we reach by movement. That is called destination. That is gati. And the third meaning is gamyate anena iti gatihi. That by which path a person goes, that path also is called gati. So all these three meanings can be taken. So the going action, the going destination, and the going path. All the three are gatis. So in the case of Krishna gati and Shukla gati, the third meaning should be taken. That is a path. In this shloka, the second meaning is to be taken. So I am the destination for all the people. Just to differentiate the gati, I explained it based on the different meanings of gati. Then Bharata. So the I am the destination for all the people. Then Bartha. Bartha means Poshakaha, the one who sustains and feeds everyone by giving them the necessary food, water, air, all those things. I alone provide and sustain the people. Then Prabhu. Prabhu means Swami, the master, the Lord, the governor, or ruler of the whole universe, the Ishvara. Then Sakshi, the witness of everything. Praninam krita kritasya sakshi. If the word ruler is used, we won't know whether attachment is there or not. A ruler can have attachment. When you say Prabhu, he can have attachment also. But Lord is a peculiar ruler. He does not have attachment to the ruled universe. Normally the ruler, the king may have attachment to the ruled. Whereas Lord is a ruler with no attachment to the ruled universe. Therefore, Sakshat Ikshate. Just he observes without comments. So Sakshi, he is a witness. Then Nivasaha, I am the abode for all the beings to live in. The house, all the 14 lokas are the abode for different types of jivarasis. So nivasati asmin iti nivasaha, the place where beings live in. A house is called a nivasaha. So Vishnu is called Shri Nivasaha. Why? Shri means Lakshmi Devi. He is the abode of Lakshmi Devi. Where does she dwell? On the chest of Lord Vishnu only. So Vishnu is called Shriyaha, Lakshmi Deviyaha. So Krishna is, this is, that is why he is called Srinivasaha. And all types of wealth also. Then Sharanam. Sharanam means refuge. One who is approached by all people. So Shriyate, Ashriyate, Asmin Sarvaihi. So that Lord who is approached by all people, whenever they have any difficulty, they approach that Lord. So Arthanam, Arthihantaram. So Sharanam means what? Finally, the remover of all difficulties is that Lord. The shelter, the refuge for all. So Sharanagata Vatsalaha, Sharanatrana Parayanaha, or Arthatrana Parayanaha, are all names of the Lord. So in the Puranas also we see, whether it is Gajendra Moksha, all these people at the end, they shout the name of the Lord only. And the Lord comes even without inquiring anything about them. The moment you call him by his name, he just comes. If he helps someone, for example, we will inquire about everything. What will I get back? Most of the time, that will be the first question. But the Lord helps immediately, and so is called Sharanam. And that is the reason when people go to Sabarimala and all those places, they use the word Swami Sharanam, indicating that I have nothing with me. Everything is you only. Any danger comes on the path, Lord alone is the refuge. In fact, this must be the attitude throughout the life. Then Sukhrit. Sukhrit means a well-wisher. So Pratyupakaram Anapekshyam Upakarta. The one who helps without expecting any Pratyupakaram, any return at all. Just he helps. If there is an expectation, then we don't call him a Sukhrit. But we can call him a Mitra. No problem. A friend. It is something like a contract. Whenever you are in danger, I will help you. Whenever I am in danger, you should help me. So as Sugriva and Rama, they had the Mitra. They have the Mitra Bhava. Right? When it is a motivated friendship, then it is called Mitra. When it is without any motive, then it is called Sukhritva. So Hrit means Hridayam. Su means Shobanam. Shobanam Hridayam. Beautiful Hridayam. Shobanam Hridayam Yasyasaha Sukhrit. So one who has got such a noble heart. The word has come in the 5th chapter also. Bhoktaram Yajna Tapasam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram. Sukhridam Sarvabhutanam Yatvamam Shantim Richati. Then Prabhavaha. Prabhavaha means here Utpattisthanam, the place of origin. Then Pralayaha, it's the place of resolution, Layasthanam. And Sthanam, place of sustenance or support, all these things. Prabhavaha, Pralayaha, Sthanam. So Tishtati Anena, or Tishtati Asmin Itisthanam. In short, Shrishtisthanam, Sthitisthanam, and Layasthanam, all three are myself only. I am not different from any of them. In me alone, all these three things take place. Srishti, Stiti and Layam, they all take place in me only. Then Nidhanam, the place everything is stored. It's a storehouse, the repository. Nidhi means these, the means the same. Here actually Nidhi and repository. Here the Lord is Nidhanam. Nidhanam, the repository or storehouse of what? Nidhanam. Sarva karma palanam, for all the fruits of action. He is the repository, the storehouse for all of them. All the karma palas of people which are not yet mature. So he is the Nidhanam for all of them. That is Sanchita karmas we have to take. So for giving the results later, the Lord keeps with him all the things, Nidhanam. And Avyayam Bijam, he is the seed of everything, good or bad in the future. So whether it is bad thing or good thing, he is the one who is the storehouse of all of them. So Shobana Kartrunam Kalyanasya Bijam and Ashobana Kartrunam Dukkasya Bijam. For people who are who did noble things, he gives mangalam to them. For those people who have done evil things, he gives dukkham to them. For everything, he is the bijam, he is this very seed. Then a doubt might come. Because generally, bijam may get exhausted after some time. Right? So the seed gets destroyed. When it has been converted into a tree form, the seed goes away. Because bijam generally stands for upadana karanam, the material cause, which always modifies to become the karyam, the effect, the tree. So upadana karanam has to disappear. Seed has to disappear to become a tree. So when milk becomes curd, after curd has come, milk cannot be there. So here also, if the Lord is the bijam seed, who becomes the universe? Now Lord must be absent. Correct? If you use the same logic, Lord has become the universe. The seed has become the tree, seed is gone. So Lord has become the universe, Lord should be gone. Because he has become the universe. So he says, avyayam. He is the seed, but without exhausting himself. An inexhaustible seed he is. So it is vivarta upadana karanam. It's a special upadana karanam. Vivarta upadana karanam. Only if it is parinami upadana karanam, it will be exhausted. We have seen this also earlier. So parinami upadana karanam means will be exhausted, but vivarta upadana karanam will not. So if it is vivarta upadana karanam, it will not be exhausted at all. Like what? When the rope becomes a snake, rope never gets exhausted. Because the snake is what? Is mithya. Snake doesn't exist. When you give plenty of money as dream, as dhanam in a dream, your money in the house will never get exhausted. It will be still safe in the safe. Because all swapna dhanam only, jagrat dhanam alone can get exhausted. Swapna dhanam will never get exhausted. Similarly, here also, the Lord creates only an apparent universe. Therefore, he ever remains the same. So even though he becomes the universe, it is an apparent universe, so he ever remains the same. So avyayam, the inexhaustible seed. So we have to supply the word aham everywhere. The Lord says aham gatihi, aham bharta, aham prabhu. So I am alone, everything, that is what the Lord says. So in this shloka, and we can take one more shloka perhaps. Tapam yahamaham varsham. విగృణ్ణాం యుత్సృజామి చ అమృతం చైవ మృత్యుశ్చ సదసచ్చాహం అర్జున. ది సేమ్ టాపిక్ ఇస్ కంటిన్యూడ్ హియర్. ఫస్ట్ ది లార్డ్ సేస్ ఐ అలోన్ ఐమ్ ద సన్, విచ్ ఇస్ ఎ వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్ థింగ్ ఇన్ క్రియేషన్. వితౌట్ సన్ ది ఎర్త్ కెనాట్ సర్వైవ్. దట్ ఈస్ వై సూర్య, సన్ గాడ్, ఈస్ వెరీ మచ్ హానర్డ్ ఇన్ అవర్ ట్రెడిషన్. సంధ్యావందన కర్మ, ఆదిత్య హృదయం, దే ఇట్స్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దమ్ దే రివాల్వ్ అరౌండ్ సన్ వర్షిప్. So even the modern scientists, they tend to come to this only. Because they think ultimately solar energy will solve all our energy problems. Solar cooking, solar heater, everything. So what is the most important role of Surya? During summer, the sun takes up the waters from the ocean by evaporation to form into clouds, megha. The beauty is, it is not the salt water that is formed in the clouds. It is kept down. The salt water is kept down. Only the pure water is taken up. Not 1 liter or 2 liter can pour for weeks during monsoon. That much water is taken. And Vayu Bhagavan provides the free transportation. Imagine, we have to bring water from some other part of this country to another part. In the train or compartments, we have to bring that much water. How much of expenditure? How much of time, effort, crores and crores of, no. So now wind is there, free transport. Otherwise, if the water rains in the ocean itself, it is a waste. What is the use? But Lord has provided the wind, and so it goes to various places and pours. One rain is enough. How much water level goes up? Can anyone find a method of filling all these lakes so inexpensively and in so much amounts? So difficult. All our technological advancement cannot fill even one of the great lakes. But Lord can do it with just one cyclone. Just imagining the rain process itself, it is the greatest factory in the world, which happens so quietly, no noise. And generally, we don't recognize that at all. So the Lord says, aham tapami, I alone heat. provide the energy to the whole universe. In solar light alone, the plants can cook their food. People get from solar energy so much health and other things. And in and through, what do I do? Aham Varsham Vigranami. I take up the waters, the rainy waters. I draw the water from the ocean in the form of clouds. And thereafterwards, what do I do with them? Aham Utrijami. I myself release the rainy waters into the land so that people will get pure water to drink. And if the rain process is disturbed by any method, we will all have to die alone. Gujarat drought, there drought, all those, how many people, cattle, birds, so many people died. We never realize the importance of rain and water unless it stops. So I am doing all these free of cost. So Utrijami cha, Amrutam chaiva, I am the cause of immortality. Here Amrita Hetuhu is Pitartha. When it says Amrutam Chaivam, Amrita Hetuhu. The Amrutam can be taken either way. Relative immortality of Devas who live for a long, long time, or absolute immortality of Jnanis who have reached Moksha. Whatever it is, I alone am the Hetuhu. Because when people gain my knowledge, they get immortality. So, Ishvara Jnanena Eva Amrutam Bhavati. Through Ishvara Jnanam alone, one can get immortal. Tasmat Amrutatva Hetuhu Ishvaraha Eva. And what about relative immortality? That also comes by Ishvara Upasanena Eva. So, either one has to do Ishvara Upasana or one should get Ishvara Jnanam. Through that alone, one will get immortality. Then Mrityuscha. Mrityuscha refers to mortality also, because the Lord alone destroys everyone according to their karma. Kala Rupena Sarva Samharta. That is the Lord in the form of time, Kala. And so Lord alone is Mrityuho, Kalaha, the time principle. And Sadasachaham Arjuna. Sat means manifest universe or Karya Prapanchaha, the effect. And Asat means the unmanifest universe, Karana Prapancha. So the Karana Prapancha, Sat, Asat, both, or Aham, Arjuna, both of them. So both the cause and effect, I am. So if you take the cosmic level, the cause will be Maya, and the effect will be the entire universe, the Jagat. So I am the Maya, and I am the Jagat also. Then we may wonder how the Lord can say so. I am the Maya and I am the Jagat. Maya is Mithya. If Lord says I am Maya, Lord also will become Mithya. No. When Lord says I am the Maya, the idea is the very existence in Maya is lent by me. So Maya's existence is as good as mine. So Maya yaha adhishtanatvat Maya iti uchyate. Jagataha adhishtanatvat Jagataha iti uchyate. That is the cosmic level, at the cosmic level. Now we can take it at the individual level also. I am the seed as well as the tree. I am the mother as well as the child. So both unmanifest and manifest at the Veshti level also and at the Samashti level also. So Sadasacham, Aham, Arjuna. Like previously, we have to add Aham everywhere to everyone. Aham Tapami, Aham Grinnami, Aham Usrijami, we have to add everywhere Aham, as the Lord describing everything as Himself. So we can stop here for today and continue with the next shloka, shloka 20, in the next webinar. Yo Veda Dausvara Prokto Vedante Cha Pratishtitaha Tasya Prakriti Leenasya Yaparasa Maheshwaraha Sri Krishna Namaste. Okay.